Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enough about USC. Although they are kind of an interesting college football case study.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. Till they figure it out, they're the same old team.
Well, I mean, I don't know what else you say about Oregon other than, you know, impressive resilience with the injuries.
Yeah.
And, you know, Oregon just needs to get healthy. Right, they're in the playoff. This one has potential to obviously have a home game. If they beat UW, they'll host a playoff game. They're not getting a bye, and so to me, it just like this is what Oregon is. But if Oregon gets healthy, I was making this argument. I do not think that this Oregon team is a national championship team. I know some people disagree, and again, goes back if they get healthy. And if they do get healthy, maybe I would change my opinion a little bit. Even if everyone comes back, I still don't believe it. Last year when I looked at Oregon, undefeated, beat Ohio State, I thought going into that, they could go on a run. Had to win three games to win a national title, thought they could do it. They ran into a buzzsaw that was Ohio State. I think if they don't play Ohio State, that could be a team that gets to a national title. I look at this year's Oregon team, and I think it's a very good team, and it's been a very resilient team, and it's impressive to see what they've done with the injuries. I think, and I thought this going into the year, and my opinion hasn't changed, I think they're a year or two away. I think this team is the way it's recruiting and the way it's stacking, most of Oregon's best players are underclassmen, right? The receivers, certainly the secondary, their quarterback, all their running backs. I think as these next 2 years go on, that will look more like a national championship team. Because when I look at this, and if we're going to say that Oregon's, and I give Oregon better credit for their schedule than other people. Like I get that it's easy to look at Oregon's schedule and you can dismiss it. I give them credit against Penn State, even though Penn State's team fell apart. Iowa's going to end up being a 7 or 8 win team. Look, it's not the most impressive resume in the world, but you play, you know, who's on your schedule. But if we're going to say that, who would be Oregon's most talented teams that they've played?
Talented?
Gotta be Indiana, right?
Indiana. I mean, that's the best team. So, I don't even know if that's the most talented team.
Here's where I'll make my point, right? So we got Indiana, we'll throw Penn State, Iowa, USC, right?
Sure.
I think that's kind of what
nobody else.
There's no one else, right? By far the best team you've played is Indiana. And when you go into the playoff, Indiana is a very good team. Indiana will be the least talented of those upper echelon teams. It's a very good team. It's a very well-coached team. But top to bottom, stacking talent, it is not Ohio State. It is not Georgia. It is not Notre Dame. It's just not. But they're very well-coached. And then we look at Penn State, we look at Iowa, and we look at USC. At no point when I watched them play Penn State, at no point when I watched them play Iowa, at no point when I watched them play USC, would I say that if Oregon played that game, do they beat Georgia? Do they beat Notre Dame? Do they beat Texas A&M? Do they beat Indiana? The best team they played came into Autzen and handled them. And it wasn't a blowout, but Indiana was the better team. It wasn't a fluky game.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think most people feel the same way about Oregon? I mean,
I just think right now the narrative is like, well, you know, like don't sleep on Oregon. I'm not sleeping on Oregon, but to me, when I look at the four games they've played, the teams that they're going to have to play, because as the bracket shakes out, you could have to see Alabama one week, Indiana the next, then Georgia, then Ohio State. I have not seen Oregon play a single game this year that leads me to believe they're going to beat one of those teams, let alone four of those teams in a row.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're
a year or two away.
Well, I just feel like most people think that. I mean, this is when you have a good coach and you have a really good program, you have to be able to discern between the real opportunities and the ones that maybe aren't quite there.
Yeah.
And I think Oregon, I really feel like most Oregon fans did not feel this was their year coming in. Too young, breaking in a new quarterback, give them a year or two.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is you then only lose one game.
Yep.
You're headed toward the playoff. Some other teams have some issues. Mm-hmm. And you look around and you try to talk yourself into, I mean, look, Oregon, I just feel like everything you just said, I think most reasonable fans are saying as well. Mm-hmm. It's pretty obvious, but you never know. You never know how the bracket shakes out.
Absolutely.
Wild things do happen. But, I mean, there would really only be one. Like, if you're looking for a reason to say, why not Oregon, I could offer you Sadiq. Yeah. I mean, that dude, like, we were talking about Jeremiah Smith last year for Ohio State, or Caleb Downs. Of course, he's on the defensive side of the ball, but you know what I mean. Just difference maker players that when push comes to shove in a game can just, maybe you don't have your best that day or what, you just need dudes to make plays. You got a couple of them. He's certainly one, and they certainly would.
They
need to get healthier around him, but they're not. Look, you play it out. Let's see how it goes. But they haven't even made the playoff yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've got a pretty tough game this weekend.
But even if they lose to Washington, they're in.
They should be. They also have an outside chance at the Big Ten championship game, too. Yeah.
Something weird happens.
Which, well, all they need is Michigan to beat Ohio State. Yeah. That's all they need.
Well, that would be very weird because Michigan kind of.
Well, I know, but the spread's 10. I mean, it's not insane. Ryan Day's never even beaten them.
Yeah, he has.
Well, he's 0-4.
He's
0-4 his last four.
Yeah, last four.
But I'm just saying, like, dude, that's not that crazy. Yeah. It's in the Big House. For everything you just said about Oregon schedule, you could say the same thing about Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing about elite teams is we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I always hate the schedule argument because it's like, Oregon does not have the best strength of schedule this year. They just don't. But why aren't we saying that about Ohio State? Mm-hmm. Or maybe we are. It's just, we can always discern between elite teams, even if they don't play as many good teams as, say, an Alabama.
True.
You can always tell.
Yeah.
And Oregon is an elite team. Are they national championship level? I just don't know anybody who thinks that they are.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Like, I
don't think anybody thinks they are, other than people that maybe are just have the duck colored glasses on.
Yeah, I heard several national pundits today do the don't sleep on Oregon. You know, Pate was doing it, a couple others.
Well, you shouldn't sleep on Oregon, but that's different than saying that they are capable of winning, rolling through Alabama, Georgia, I don't know, Ohio State I think, and Notre Dame all in a row.
And I have to look at what the bracket is right now, but I believe it is the bracket would lay last week, which is not going to be it because there's movement. I believe it was Alabama in the first round, Indiana in the second, Georgia and Ohio State, if chalk held, right? There could be different upsets. But again, nothing I've seen this year leads me to believe that they are. I think the teams that they have beaten, their other teams, Penn State, USC, and Iowa, I don't think those teams are anywhere near playoff teams. Well, I don't think that's the truth of the matter. And the one team that they did play, I thought was at your place, was better than you. Like, that wasn't a fluke. Indiana was just better than you. And so is it possible that Oregon gets healthy and plays their best four games of the year in a row? Certainly. Is it possible? Have I seen anything that leads me to believe that they are going to do that for a month straight? No. So as good as this is, I think that next year and the year after that, I think this we can be having a different conversation because if they stay the course and they keep this momentum going, this feels when Clemson was knocking on the door. This feels like when Ohio State was knocking on the door. And it just is kind of one of those where you're creeping. This isn't like Penn State where it always felt like you were coming short. Oregon feels like they're building towards something. It doesn't feel like one year where you got everything to come together like Washington or TCU. This feels like those other elite blue bloods that eventually built and built and built and then won.
See, I don't know. I just have a little bit difference of opinion. I don't know that Oregon is ever going to build an Ohio State at Oregon. Mm. And I think that was evidence last year. Although they did beat Ohio State, but what happened the second time? I think the schools like Oregon, Clemson's a better example. You said Clemson.
Yeah.
That's a better example because I feel like you can build that. And when a team like Oregon gets over the hump, if they get over the hump, I think they're going to have an absolutely elite of elite quarterback. Yeah. That's what Clemson had both times they got over the hump.
Yep.
And so I feel like I don't think Oregon, and I may be totally wrong about this, I don't think Oregon can win a championship with the likes of Will Howard or Julian Sand. Oregon's a little bit different in that regard.
You need a Marcus.
I think you need, exactly. And we saw that. Oregon got damn close with a Marcus, right?
And I think if you...
Now, they did get close with Darren Thomas, too, so that may blow a hole in my argument.
But I feel like if you were to take Marcus and you fast forward him to this talent pool, there's your... There's your national championship.
That's right. And I feel like I said this last year after they lost to Ohio State. And again, this is a very fair criticism. Like if you want to rag on Oregon, don't bring up the Phil Knight stuff.
Yeah.
You're just jealous. You need to point out, as Husky fans always do, you haven't won S. Okay? You haven't. Dan Lanning is 45-7. Mm-hmm. What has he won?
Big Ten.
Okay. Chip Kelly got him close. He knocked on the door way more than Dan Lanning has. He got him into two championship games.
Well, Helfrich, the one. But Chip essentially got him two.
Yeah, in that Chip era.
Yeah, in the Chip era, yes.
But Lanning, this is the valid knock until you do this.
Yeah.
You got to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And that's really, really hard to do. And that is really, unfortunately, that is where Dan Lanning is going to be measured.
Yeah.
Because otherwise... It's all there. I just my last point is I said this after they lost to Ohio State last year, and I hope that 5 years down the road we're not talking about, man, their best chance
was that.
Yeah. Because it sure felt like it.
It did. I thought last year's team had the look.
It sure felt like it had the
look and feel.
And they got smoked by Ohio State. So it's like, as good as they are they to this level that we think? Yeah. This is just my opinion. I don't think you build an Alabama or Ohio State at Oregon. You just can't do it. You're going to have to keep doing what you're doing, but getting a bunch of upperclassmen aligned with an elite quarterback and have that one magical year. That's how you do it.
That is a fair argument.
And that year is not this year.
Yeah.
And I think most people feel that way. That said, they're still going to play the games. It's fun.
Yeah.
They're going to get a home playoff game, most likely.
You're going to get into the dance, and when you're into the dance, you got a chance, especially in a year where outside of Ohio State, it doesn't feel there's a lot of elite.
And look, what if Oregon this year goes into that tournament, wins a home game,
yeah,
And that home game could be against an SEC team. That's going to be exciting.
Bama, Georgia, someone like that?
That right there is just is something that hasn't happened yet in this rise of Oregon football, right? Yep. You get a home playoff game against a team like that, a blue blood like that. Yep. And then what if you knock off an Ohio State or you knock off... That right there, yep. I still feel like we'll be... If that happens,
even
we'll
if you
be,
fall short to the champ, right?
We'll be coming in here. We'll be going, you know what? One hell of a season considering... And they lose then the next week to whatever, whoever.
Notre Dame or whoever.
Whatever. Yeah. I think people around here are level-headed enough to say, you know what? Hell of a freaking season. Yeah. Maybe even if you just win the one home playoff game.
Especially if it's against Alabama or someone like that.
You upset one of those teams and boom, it's like, wow, all right, building towards next year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.